President, I finally got one, your friend. He's up in the woods at Martha's Vineyard on Roger Baldwin's place. And I talked with him on the phone. He's also about to talk with Tom Mann, or has talked with him. And nothing new. But I have talked this morning with the present governor of Puerto Rico, Sanchez Melea. And Sanchez is also working on Bosch, and both Sanchez and Benitez, the chancellor of the university, are confident that they'll get the ceasefire call from Bosch this morning.
What do they think will come out of that? Do they think it'll be productive or effective or influential or what?
Well, they don't know just the extent to which the Castro fellas are in control of the armed forces.
Pretty much.
They believe that it will take the heart out of it, and so far as Latin America is concerned, they are confident that this will help enormously. They are both extraordinarily disturbed about the effect in Latin America. And the question is the next step. My own feelings about it is that if we could get the OAS to step in there with the team, and then also...
They've adjourned until tomorrow morning.
If we could get them to...
Did you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
I did. But if we could get... I mean, this is step number two, so it's not that great urgency, but if we could get some of those countries to send in some teams to work with our Marines, and so that you can make the whole thing look like an international military peacekeeping operation under an OAS team that will eventually work towards elections. And I feel that that would be the best posture of the thing. And I just think crucial importance that it be done that way. In other words, that right at the beginning we try to nationalize the operation there. Now there's some staunch allies.
Well, we've been trying to do that for 3 or 4 days, and if we keep on trying long enough for them to have Castro there in operation, well, it's not going to be very good.
Well, we've got staunch allies there, I would think that
Where?
I would think that the Venezuela people who have got this constant fight on their hands, for example, would be helpful on this whole thing. And,
they haven't been. They've been criticizing us.
Well, they would be critical of it, but I mean to say that if we can once get over this hurdle of internationalizing it, the Venezuela people will certainly be very alert, very sophisticated about the Castro techniques and about the opposition to it, and how you oppose it and how you protect those guys.
Well, what do you think they would do about it?
Sir?
What do you think they'd do about it?
I think they're
besides being alert to while the house burned.
I think that they have to be burned because they've got a life and death struggle with
Well, what would they? What would they do? What would you contemplate they'd do, we'll say, in 24, 48, or 72 hours?
I would think that first, if we get a ceasefire, second, we get an OAS team in there to appraise the situation. Third, your invitation, some of the other Latin American countries would send in military contingents to work with your Marines. That's step number two.
I repeat that again. One, two, three.
One, ceasefire. Two, an OAS team sent in to appraise the situation. Three, the OAS or some of the Latin American countries to send in military contingents to work with the Marines in keeping order. That's my own feeling about step number two. Step number three, which is the internal political one, is going to take some time, but we have some time. And on step number three, I think that we can get some support in making sure that the Castroites are identified, kicked out of there. So people like Venezuela, who up fighting with Castro themselves. Those are the steps that I think ought to be taken, sir. We've got to get rid of the image that we are down there, as Munoz put it, we cannot be in the position of having Latin America believe that we're preventing one form of dictatorship, namely communism, to protect another. And of course, we want to be absolutely sure that Castro and the communists stay out of there, but the way to do it, in my opinion, is to do it in a national cloak.
Okay, well, you understand that you met at 9 with Colonel Camano's brother in the effort to arrange a ceasefire.
Yeah.
And the embassy expects that Nuncio will request a helicopter to take him to San Isidro.
Mm-hmm.
Red Cross has said to the embassy that the rebel leaders, one of them, is a very bad actor, and he's taking 100 hostages, and he's threatening to shoot them now.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some bad boys in there, without any question, but I'm convinced now, on the basis of my talk with Marsh and what I've got my friends down there, that
now, let's summarize that. In asking for a ceasefire.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Now, we've got to take the next step. We've got a ceasefire in there, get the OAS in there, number two, internationalize the military forces, number three, number four, then we've got to do some very clever and sophisticated work to keep the Castro guys out of there. That's going to be a matter of months while you've got OAS supervision with an international military, supported by an international military force, which will be predominant.
Okay, I'll be back to you.
Thank you.